Welcome to Bedtime History. Hello, this is Breck. Guess what, parents? Bedtime History is now available on StoryButton. StoryButton is the easiest way to listen to our show without using screen devices like your phone or a tablet. StoryButton is like a radio that's built for easy listening to your favorite kids' podcasts like ours. And the best part is there's no subscriptions or fees to access the content. This week, save $10 and get free shipping when you go to storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. That's storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. Before we get started, we want to let you know that this episode is historical fiction. This means many of the events and places in this story are true, but the main character is fictional or made up, even though there were many people like them at this time in history. We hope you enjoy learning about history through these more action-packed and personal stories we plan to release a couple times each month. Once upon a time, in the wide open plains of Oklahoma, there lived a young man named Eddie. Now, Eddie was no ordinary boy. He had a dream that reached higher than the sky itself. You see, young Eddie dreamed of flying. From the time he was just a little boy, he'd lie on his back in the tall grass, watching the clouds drift by. His imagination would soar with those fluffy shapes, and he'd pretend he was up there floating among the birds. He'd spread his arms wide and run through the fields, feeling the wind tickle his cheeks, all the while wishing he could be as free as a bird. One warm summer evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon and painted the sky with shades of orange and pink, Eddie's dad, a rugged farmer, came to sit beside him. Eddie looked up at his dad, who had the kindest eyes in all of Oklahoma. "Dad," Eddie said, "I wish I could fly." His dad smiled. "Eddie, we have a tough life here on the farm. This is what I've done all my life. But if you want this dream badly enough and work hard enough, I believe you can achieve it. Never forget that." Years went by and Eddie never forgot those words of wisdom from his father. He studied hard and saved every penny he could, and as soon as he turned 18, he joined the Army Air Corps. You see, at this time, World War II had started in Europe and was raging across the world. Pilots were needed to help Great Britain, France, and the other allies in the battle against Nazi Germany and the Axis powers. Eddie's dream of flying was finally within reach. He endured grueling training, hours of flying lessons, and many sleepless nights, but nothing could stop his determination. He wanted to become a P-51 Mustang pilot, one of the fastest and most powerful fighter planes in the world. After months of hard work and dedication, the day finally came when Eddie climbed into the cockpit of a shiny new P-51 Mustang. The engine roared to life, and he felt the aircraft respond to his every command. With a mixture of excitement and nervousness, he took off into the endless blue sky. After his training, he flew over the vast Atlantic Ocean, heading for Europe, where World War II was at its fiercest. He landed at a base in Great Britain and met his squadron. There, they prepared for their first battle. One crisp morning, while Eddie was on patrol high above the European skies, he spotted a squadron of German fighter planes in the distance. They were closing in fast on a group of American B-24 bombers, vulnerable and in need of protection. Without hesitation, Eddie radioed his fellow pilots to form up and protect the bombers at all costs. His P-51 Mustang roared into action as he banked hard, leading his squadron into the fray. The sky turned into a battleground once more, with planes spiraling and bullets zipping through the air. The enemy fighters were determined, but Eddie and his comrades were too. In the chaos of the dogfight, Eddie locked onto an enemy plane, tailing one of the bombers. He pulled the trigger and the powerful 50 caliber machine guns of his Mustang blazed to life. Tracer rounds ripped through the sky, finding their mark with deadly precision. The enemy plane erupted in flames and tumbled from the sky. But this was no time to celebrate, as another German fighter closed in on his tail. Eddie expertly maneuvered his plane, dodging and diving to evade the attacker's gunfire. Bullets whizzed past him, grazing his plane's wings. Sweat dripped down his forehead as he struggled to keep control. In a daring move, Eddie rolled his Mustang to the left, narrowly avoiding a collision with the enemy plane. As they passed each other, he pulled up hard, and with impeccable timing, he fired a burst of shots that struck the enemy's engine. Smoke billowed from the damaged plane as it spiraled out of control, disappearing into the clouds below. The battle raged on, with Eddie and his squadron fighting fiercely to protect the B-24 bombers. The sky echoed with the sounds of engines roaring, gunfire, and the rumble of explosions. Hours felt like minutes as the dogfight continued, but finally the German fighters were driven away. The American bombers continued on their mission, their crews safe and grateful for the brave pilots who had shielded them from harm. As they returned to the base, Eddie couldn't help but reflect on the intensity of the battle. It had been a close call, but his training and determination had seen him through. He knew the skies of Europe were unforgiving, but he also knew they held a sense of freedom and adventure that he had never known before. Back on the ground, his fellow pilots cheered and patted him on the back, grateful for his leadership and courage. They shared stories of laughter, thankful for another day of victory and survival. Despite the squadron's successes, Eddie faced many challenges. There were days of thunderstorms and nights with freezing temperatures. He flew through thick clouds and encountered deadly anti-aircraft fire. And in the quiet moments, when he had time to reflect, he thought of his family in Oklahoma, of his dad's words, and of his dream of flying. As the seasons changed, Eddie's squadron escorted bombers deep into enemy territory. They protected the brave men who risked their lives on bombing runs over Europe. Eddie's P-51 soared through the skies, its powerful engine propelling him forward, and he fought with all his might to keep the bombers safe. One fateful day, as they flew over the beautiful countryside of France, they encountered a large group of enemy fighters. It was a fierce battle, and Eddie's plane was hit. Smoke billowed from the engine, and the controls became unresponsive. With great courage, he fought to regain control of his Mustang. He managed to level it out, but he was far from home and in enemy territory. The damaged aircraft was losing altitude, and Eddie knew he had to make a difficult decision. He glanced at the landscape below. Fields and forests stretched as far as the eye could see. With a heavy heart, he knew he had to bail out of the plane. He pulled the ejection lever, and with a loud whoosh, he rocketed out of the cockpit and parachuted safely to the ground. For the next several days, Eddie hid from enemy soldiers, sneaking through the French countryside. There he had to rely on the kindness of local villagers who helped him find his way back to safety. It was a frightening experience, but Eddie never lost hope, never gave up. One day he ran into an Allied patrol who picked him up and drove him back to his base. Eddie was reunited with his squadron. They cheered when they saw him, and he was back in the cockpit of a new P-51 Mustang, ready to continue the fight. The war was long and hard, and Eddie lost many friends, but eventually the Axis powers and Germany surrendered. The war ended, and Eddie returned home to Oklahoma. The people of his small town gathered to welcome him back, and there was a grand celebration. His mother and father were there, with tears of pride in their eyes. "Eddie," his father said, "I knew if you worked hard and did your best, you'd reach your dream of becoming a fighter pilot." And as Eddie looked up at the sky, where he had once watched the clouds drift by, he knew that his dream of flying had come true. It was a dream born in the heart of a young boy in Oklahoma, a dream that had carried him through the skies of Europe, and a dream that had brought him back home a hero.